just talk about where you see your fit in Dan Quinn's defense, and just talk about your abilities and what you do at linebacker?
So far they've been telling me that I'm going to play the wheel position, which is something that I've been playing basically my whole career. I just love the way that, he did things out in Seattle. I watched a lot of tape on them. We used to watch tape while we were in Dallas of the things that they did on defense and tried to emulate that and bring it into ours as well. So I've always been a fan of what he does. Myself as a player, I just think that I'm a run and hit kind of linebacker. I like to flow freely, get out there and just try to chase down plays and make them from sideline to sideline.
Did your interest in Atlanta increase when they hired Dan Quinn?
Of course. I called around to some guys that I played with who played for him, and they said nothing but great things. So once I saw that he was out here, it was definitely a place that I was considering going.
Could you please update us on your recovery from the injury?
Recovery is going great so far. I was cleared by the doctors down in Dallas about 2 weeks ago to participate fully in all off-season activities, so I'm just ready to go.
You said you've been working on improving your pass rush skills. What have you learned from J.J. Watt in your years playing with him?
I've learned a lot, but, the best thing I've probably learned from him is just consistent hard work. And that guy is, the epitome of training hard and really believing in his ability and just being confident. I think you only get that through hard work and just working on your craft. And I trained up with him in Wisconsin last off season, which is probably the best training I ever had. And the stuff he does to perfect his game is pretty incredible. And I just really try to emulate his work ethic and I know that I can improve, my pass rush game, and I know the numbers haven't shown for it, but, I think that, just being in a new system, having a clean slate and, under these coaches, I think it'll be a little bit different.
Do you see yourself cross-training and being able to help at more than one spot?
I do. I've played last year during the preseason in a couple games. I played both all center, guard, and tackle. So I definitely see myself as cross-training, and, to make it in the NFL anymore, you have to be able to bounce around and be versatile.
How does it feel to be reunited with Dan Quinn? Because, it's from the sound of your voice and listening to Dan, Coach Quinn talk, it looks like we have two very passionate people about football. So what are your thoughts about working with Coach Quinn again?
Oh, I'm very excited to come into Atlanta and be able to be with him again. You have to have a passion about football to be able to play it, or else it'll just make you miserable. So it's very exciting to have someone as passionate and exuberant as Coach Quinn is.